Yeah. Like, I got it with the sunblock. I did my face, my, like, chest and back, and totally forgot my shoulders.
Ooh. The shoulders are always the first to burn, for me, at least.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yikes. But it's important.
Yeah.
So hopefully this PSA will have reminded all of our listeners about the importance of sunblock.
Yes, I hope so. But this brings us to the end of our show.
Yes, it does. Okay, are we gonna...
Yeah, we're gonna put something on to play us out.
Yes, we are.
It's the add button in the bottom corner.
Ah,
we learned about this cool functionality.
Okay, I'm gonna search...
Last semester. Thanks to one of our trainees, I think, who knew more about the radio station than we did, but...
Oh my gosh, here it is. Here's the song that I was gonna play from my computer, and now it's here. Okay.
Incredible. All right, well.
All right. Where is it?
I think you have to hit okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then it will add it to like the queue.
Ooh,
thing.
Where?
Then,
there. Oh my gosh, we did it.
We did it. We're so tech.
You're about to witness just musical, like, genius here. Well, not genius, but we really cracked something.
Yes. DJ success.
Yes, true. Yeah. Real DJ success.
3 years later.
We finally figured this out.
Yeah, doing wonderfully.
All right. Well, we hope you all enjoy the weather and the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And this song.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Do you have the time? Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Shouldn't slur like that, friends. You're listening to the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. That was Green Day with Basket Case. You're welcome. That was me trying to be cute in the middle there because I needed to do a station ID and I didn't want to shut the song off early. So I was like, yes, I can find a place where this would work perfectly with the beat of the song. And I guess I talked too slowly. I could have talked faster. And it would have worked. Would have been more cute. But, you know, what are you going to do? We got some music for you today. We got a guest coming in later. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. And I don't need to leave early today because classes are over. And this is all I need to do. That and an essay and three finals. But whatever. Those don't count. So for that essay, I really should reread Shakespeare's The Rape of Lucrece. Great poem if you've never read it. So I was thinking of just playing a 45-minute version of this on the show, and then I thought, no, I won't. I'll spare them. So I will spare you. But if you're interested in Shakespeare poems, and if you like Richard Burton, there's a great recording online that you can find. It's just like 45 to 55, I forget the length, minutes of Richard Burton just saying some Shakespeare. And they cut a lot out of the poem. They cut a lot of the boring stuff out of the poem. Like the part where Lucrece is like looking at the painting of Troy as it's burning is like fun, but you don't need it. You don't need it for the story. It's just in there for length. It's just filler, you know? We're going to get to some cool stuff later, but in the meantime, here's Kenny Loggins. Here you go. We'll be right back.
string it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. It'll weigh the hammy on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama's, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the Prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off. But go off, but yes, yes, sure. And you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I mix it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with the brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top. With the ribbon, crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. We'll be right back.
That was In the Garage by Weezer off of their first album, Weezer. Before that was Will Smith with Getting Jiggy With It, a great song that I had definitely heard before, but had only really started listening to like a week ago. Can't stop listening to it. It's great. Will Smith's awesome. I think. I always get this weird vibe from Will Smith. I'm like, there's definitely something weird going on here. But as he stands right now, I like him a lot. Great cameo in Jersey Girl. Cool. And before then, that was Kenny Loggins with Playing with the Boys off of the Top Gun soundtrack. That's the song during the volleyball scene. Played that last week too, but I like it. So it stayed in there. You're welcome. We got some more time before our next guest. It is hot outside, is the weather report. It was really awful walking here. Surprisingly, I made it here basically on time despite leaving my house with 8 minutes to get here, which it is not an 8 minute walk, trust me. And it is also at like the, oh, it's uphill. I hated it, hated the whole thing, but I made it through the heat to come here to bring you some radio. Also, the best thing about radio, you might be able to hear that gentle hum in the background. That is the gentle hum of an air conditioning unit. Amazing. So nice to be in here. So great. 71 degrees in this room. It's like 80 outside. This is a ramble. What am I even saying? Let's get into more music. Here we go with great song.
Apart by a fiery wheel inside me. without illumination. Your mouth's a constellation. The stars are in your eyes. I'll take a spaceship and try and go and find you.
Joseph's brothers sold him down the river for a song. And Sonny Liston rubbed some tiger balm into his glove. Some things you do for money, and some you do for love, love, love. Felt sick, but he couldn't say why. When he saw his face reflected in his victim's twinkling eye. Some things you'll do for money, and some you'll do for fun. But the things you do for love are gonna come back to you one by one. Love, love is gonna lead you by the hand. Into a wide and soundless place. Now we see things as in a mirror dimly. Then we shall see each other face to face. And way out in Seattle, young Kurt Cobain snuck out to the in the grass beneath our feet, rain in the clouds above. Some moments last forever, but some flare out with love, love, love.
It's coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love a honey baby, I can stand. Seem pretty feeble, disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. But I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Do what you must, you do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
And we're back. That was Cream with I Feel Free. Where are my headphones? There are my headphones. I can't hear a single word that I am saying, and now I can. That was Cream with I Feel Free. Before that was The Doors with Light My Fire. Bob Dylan with Buckets of Rain. Before that was The Mountain Goats. And then the other song is that song from Isle of Dogs. I give up. Whenever I play a lot of songs like that, I'm always like, yes, I gotta say what they were. And then I get to, like, the fourth one, and I give up. I'm like, who cares? Who cares what these songs are? You just listen to them. You're going to listen to them again? That's a waste. That's a waste. So, I haven't seen Infinity War yet. I feel really bad that I haven't seen it yet, but this week's been very busy, and I've been trying to find time to go, and I just can't, and it's actually killing me. Not that I even care too much about the Marvel movies anymore, friends. Here is my thing. The cool thing about the Marvel movies used to be that, like, unlike comic books, these were very contained stories that you could digest really quickly, and you get, like, a definitive story of, you know, this is what Tony Stark did, and you're like, great, this is awesome. Whereas in the comics, you have to deal with continuity, you have to deal with the fact that the stories are always ongoing, that deaths of characters aren't permanent, right? All of these, like, really dumb things that exist just because the comic needs to continue writing so that they can keep making money. And the cool thing about the movies was that you didn't have that. There was a movie, and it happened, and that was it, you know? And, like, I like the continuity, right, up to a point. But now, at this point, what? Is the Infinity War is, like, Marvel movie number 17, 16? I think it's 17, honestly. Guardians of the Galaxy was 10. I hate that I know that. I think there's been, like, 7 since then. Honestly, I was saying to a friend of mine earlier that I think Infinity War might be my last one that I'll see, because I felt like it was building up to this, right? But I don't know if I can do that, because I got to see the Captain Marvel movie, and I know Infinity War ends on a cliffhanger, so I got to see the sequel to that, and I want to see the Ant-Man movie. I want to see these, but they're just not as fun anymore, and it makes me sad. You know, I liked having a definitive story. I don't want them to keep bringing Robert Downey Jr. out of storage so that they can put him in a movie and he can walk away with his bags of money, you know? I just want I want new stuff. Or I just want this to end. I want the universe to end. Not our universe, but the Marvel universe. Whatever. That's a thought that I've been having for this whole week. It was good to get it out here. Thank you for listening, friends. We are going to do... Oh, PSA now. It's PSA time. Here we go. What do we got in front of us? We got numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States is the largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bar in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000. So that's 117 to 730 in the U.S. While Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Weird stuff. You know, when I first started reading that at the beginning, I was like, why are they even bothering mentioning, like, the fact that we have absolutely more prisoners than any other country? That seems kind of... I mean, obviously, we're a big country. We're going to have a lot of absolute ones. It's only the proportional ones that count. And then I'm like, oh, wait. There are countries with so many more people, and they still have less prisoners than us, right? That's super interesting. Numbers to think about. You're welcome. Here's some more music. This is an indulgence for me. Here we go.
It's true. It's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I was gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man.
21. I want you to leave me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber thin mane. Your own lovers, man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside. Just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Yeah! I spell him H-I-N. That rubber band man. Nobby! Whoa, child. Why? That mean Manish boy. Man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. Now that line, I can make love to you, woman, in 5 minutes' time. Ain't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber band, I'm grown. You bet.
We'll be right back. said, I have no opinion about this, and I have no opinion about that. Sad as a lonely little wrinkled balloon. He said, well, I don't claim to be happy about this, boys, and I don't seem to be happy about it.